neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So she was taught that we have a good news for you. You're going to have two children. And so she was worried about maybe it's one. Sometimes it's tzaddik, sometimes it's not tzaddik. She said, no, it's two children, don't worry. And not only that, they become very, very big nation. So that's a good news. We have two children and they become great nations. And not only that, she was told that the majority will serve the tzair, the young one. Yeah. Yeah, there's a technicality in the grammar. Instead of saying the majority will serve the minority or the old one will serve the young one, it says Rab Yavot Tzair. That means the majority will serve the
young one.
So what does that mean? So here they explain a very beautiful thing. And that is, the nature of a human being is sometimes he doesn't mind to be young and sometimes he doesn't mind to be old. Such as, like, we'll have some machot more and more.
Amen.
You're young, you get ready early, you go early, you come late, you're not tired, you don't take a nap. So, young. So like, let's say the next day, you're going to, was that a shame, to go to Eretz Yisrael. Like, you get up early, like, you're on vacation, you get up early. So here, they told Ibrahim Menno, you're going to have an enemy. Rab, but as long as the other nation, the Tzaddik nation, they feel young, they're excited, they always are smiling, then the majority cannot do anything to him. So it doesn't matter how many millions of people there are, as long as the Tzair, they feel like a young man, then the majority, the strong one, they cannot do anything for him. As a matter of fact, there was a study that took place on November 4th, 2018. You heard about it? No? It's a very interesting study that took place November 4th, 2018. And one of the studies that was taking place that at the time of the work, so the boss noticed that one of the workers came late. So where have you been? It's 5:30. So what do you mean 5:30? It's 6:30. So you don't know the time was changed? So what do you mean? The time was changed 5 hours ago. Now it's 5:30? What do you mean? What do you mean? Does that make sense? Make sense?
Not really.
What do you mean? What time is it now?
5:25.
5 or 6?
5:20.
5:20 or 6:20?
It's 6:20 now.
Okay. But how could it be you can adapt and adjust yourself? Look at this, 5:30. But I'm telling you, five years, the same thing. You haven't changed a bit. How could be such a thing? How can it be such a thing? Huh? How could it be such a thing?
You can explain that.
So he's here that our nature wants to do something that is comfortable, easy, and right away you accept it. It's 5:30. What do you mean? The time was changed 5 hours ago, 2 days ago, 1 week ago. Now, your system says 5:30, how could it be? All of a sudden, how long has it been 6:30? Six months, how long has it been? 6 months?
Yeah.
So 6 months went away in a matter of 5 hours? How could it be such a thing? And that's how exactly they told Ibrahim Menu that to feel tzair is very hard. Why? Because you only become tzair, young and full of excitement, when you like to, of course, it's understandable. Wedding is once in a while, but that should be more and more. Going to vacation, it's once in a while. But to come to Beit Knesset, it's every day, three times a day. That's true. But let's say somebody is getting paid $10,000 a month. So amen.
Oh.
So now, would he go to work on time?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes.
So if he doesn't go?
Less salary. Go 10,000.
If he doesn't go?
Lose the job.
Deductible the salary.
If he doesn't go?
Fire. No?
No, you're not giving me the right answer. If he doesn't go?
Get blamed.
He doesn't believe in his boss. Yes, he doesn't believe in his boss. So that means if he not tsair to do the work of Hashem, that means we don't
believe in the
Lord. I didn't hear you.
Don't believe in Hashem.
It's very simple.
Yep.
That's it. Forward. Of course. You go to work on time, you stay late, why? You're gonna miss out $10,000 a month. But if you are careless for Avodat Hashem and you're not serious, that means
you don't believe
in Hashem. You don't believe that He gives you the reward. And that's why the only solution that the Torah Ibrahim may know is two nations. Your other child, Yaakov Avinu, is going to have enemies. But the only way that they can be exempt from all this stress, all this pressure, it's to always feel
young,
full of excitement, full of energy, full of simcha, but nothing else is going to work. Nothing. When we show that, yes, we believe in Ribono Shel Olam, we believe in His promises, and we're going to serve Him with such a simcha. But if we are careless, we don't show the spirit that we show, so that means the same way the worker that he careless to go to work, that means they say, oh, the bus is not going to pay. Nah, he's just talking. But would he do such a thing?
No.
Shalom. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. Rav Yavod Tzair. Not Rav Yavod Me'at or Zaken Yavod Tzair. Rav Yavod Tzair. That means Am Yisrael has to feel
Tzair.
It's a very interesting point that we always review every morning. After Agadat Yitzhak, what happened? After Agadat Yitzhak, what happened? What happened? After Agadat Yitzhak, what happened? You read Agadat Yitzhak? After Agadat Yitzhak, what happened? No, I'm sure you know, you're just testing me. So I'll tell you what happened. It says, Vayashov Avraham El, Vayashov Avraham El Ne'arav. After Arudat Yitzhak, Avraham Avinu went back to who? El Ne'arav. That's true. But, listen carefully. You listening? Yes? After Agadat Yitzhak, how would you feel? How would you feel? How would you feel? How would you feel?
Not very pleasant.
Terrible.
Down and distressed.
Terrible. You know, all the stress, thinking, you know, what's going to happen to my son. Then he said, no, you don't need to. Why did I come here? Why you put all this much work, all this stuff in my head? Here is a beautiful, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Harab Machane Ephraim Zatzal, the Talmid of Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov, brings this, Chutom Aren Aleinu.
Amen.
Harab says, unbelievable point. He says, Vayashov Abraham El Ne'arav. What is Ne'arav means? Na'ar. What does Na'ar mean?
To his young.
Yeah. You know what he said? Abraham says, okay, I came. I did my thing. I tried the best I can. Hope it didn't work. Didn't happen. But, fine, I'm going to do it again. He felt like a young man. He says, Vayashov Abraham in Na'arut Shelo. You know what that is? Sometimes you work hard, you have such a high hope, you do tefillah, you finish the tehillim, then you're waiting, something, you know, pops up.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.